shutting down the internet and blocking access to social media. We saw governments across the world do this time and time again this year, especially during periods of political unrest. The World's Lydia Amanalidou takes a look at a record-breaking year for internet shutdowns and what we can expect in 2020.
In October 2015, Alp Toker, a computer engineer from London, was visiting Turkey. He was in the capital, Ankara, near the city's main train station.
There was a protest going on a few roads away. And there was a deadly terror attack. It was a so-called Islamic State, and over 100 people were killed.
The sound you're hearing there, it comes from local media, which captured the blasts and the chaotic aftermath on video. Toker remembers rushing to the scene of the attack.
We were trying to help victims, trying to just get people connected, in touch with their families. That's when it struck, when the internet disruption struck, and social media was cut.
Toker says people were frantically trying to contact their families to learn about what was happening, but they couldn't. The Turkish government eventually said that it cut off some internet access to protect the dignity of the victims, to prevent disinformation from spreading. But this, Toker says, made an already terrifying, traumatizing, and chaotic situation even worse.
And that just set my mission. You know, this can't happen. Governments can't do this. It's not helping anyone. And I think that I can help in some small way. So from that day, I never really stopped tracking shutdowns.
Tracking shutdowns is now Toker's full-time job. Shortly after leaving Turkey, he founded an organization called NetBlocks. Using a worldwide network of volunteers and sophisticated monitoring technology, Toker and his small team have been tracking internet outages all over the world. And this work that NetBlocks and other monitoring groups are doing is more relevant now than ever before because governments around the world are weaponizing social media blocks and total internet blackouts in unprecedented ways. This past year, in 2019, Toker and his team tracked hundreds of these incidents in dozens of countries.
We've seen shutdowns in Venezuela, Kazakhstan, Liberia, Iraq, West Papua, Egypt, Pakistan, Zimbabwe, Mauritania, Monrovia, Sri Lanka.
And many, many more. Of course, not every single internet outage was ordered by a government. And Toker says the reasons governments choose to shut down the internet are sometimes mundane. For example, earlier this year, Ethiopia turned off the internet for 4 days.
During school exams, just to stop children from cheating, from copying answers.
But what Toker and other researchers are most concerned about are the types of politically driven shutdowns we've seen this year.
We've seen many more shutdowns during elections, so that is quite worrying.
Berhan Taye is a researcher based in Nairobi. She works for the organization Access Now, which tracked internet shutdowns in at least 35 countries this past year. In addition to shutdowns during elections, she says we're also seeing a rise in shutdowns during periods of political unrest. In Iraq, for example, the government turned off the internet during massive and deadly anti-government protests earlier this year. Officials say it was to keep violence to a minimum. Critics say it was to stop people from organizing and to keep news of turmoil contained in Iraq. Similar scenarios have played out in other countries, most recently in India. The government there shut down the internet in several parts of the country in response to deadly protests against a new citizenship law that critics say discriminates against Muslims.
The takeaway is that, you know, governments learn from each other. And they're not necessarily learning or copying the good things.
Researchers expect more and longer-lasting shutdowns in 2020. Alp Toker with NetBlocks says he also expects them to get more sophisticated and targeted.
We're starting to see even demographic targeting where you might get a shutdown because of who you are and not where you are. It's the technology that's making this possible.
And he's also keeping a close eye on countries that are building their own national version of the internet. This is already the model in China. Iran and Russia have been making moves in that direction. And if they pull it off, Toker says, they'll have full control over the online narrative without even needing to pull the plug on the internet. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.